It was noon, and the sun was beating down hard on the road out of Pagosa. Two men were stretched out in what was left of a patch of shade behind a huge boulder which overlooked the trail.
You awake, Shorty?
Huh? Yeah, sure, boss. No problem.
You gotta stay sharp.
I'm plenty sharp. Where's Bill Leeds? That's what I want to know.
Hey, what's going on out there, Matthew?
Still nothing.
Maybe Salter was lying. Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
A third man was lying flat on top of the boulder, watching the road below, while a fourth sat near the horses, a dozen yards away. Anyone who saw the four would suspect right away that these men were up to no good.
Wait a minute. Someone's coming.
What?
It's about time.
Looks like them, all right.
Let me see.
Across the flat valley floor in the direction of town, they could now see two riders heading right toward them, making good time.
You see, boss? What did I tell you?
Shorty, this time I believe you were right. Let's go. Carrero, you bring the horses.
I can't wait to see the expression on Leeds' face.
Wing, you stay here and cover us.
You can count on me.
Whatever happens, don't let either of them get away. You understand?
Sure thing, boss.
Come on.
Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents There's Always a Trail, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
Sure, I know Bill Leeds was an ornery cuss, but I don't think there's a man...